Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, where are we at with Major League Baseball right now? This is an interesting conundrum that the league is in. We talked about how the Oakland A's basically cut everybody in their minor league system at the beginning of the week, and it was a terrible look for the Oakland A's.
Man.
Especially on the heels of them not being able to pay rent.
And now it's getting worse.
Yeah, well, the minor league baseball yesterday saw hundreds of players get cut. There's a potential of hundreds more to be cut.
Almost 1,000, they're saying.
Today, yeah. And it should be noted that yesterday, it was different than what the Oakland A's did, okay? Basically, what happened yesterday is Major League Baseball teams made the cuts that usually happen at the end of spring training, but never happened because COVID-19 mm-hmm. happened, and they were like, all right, when are we going to come back? We're just going to keep everybody on rosters right now. And then yesterday was the hundreds of players that they were going to probably get cut by their teams regardless of what happened. The next couple hundred are going to be for cost-cutting measures in Major League Baseball. And that is what is sad. Minor League Baseball is in a tough spot. You're looking at everything that Minor League Baseball depends on. They don't have TV money to bank on.
No.
They are all fans in the stands. And this could get ugly for a lot of teams.
Yeah, it really could. I think, you know, it was something, this source came at Buster Olney, just he tweeted this about an hour ago, and this comes from David Price. David Price will now pay out of his own money $1,000 during the month of June to each minor league player in the Dodgers system. 40-man rosters not included.
How awesome is that?
According to the multiple sources, it's one of the acts that he's doing as a Dodger. But, you know, that's looking at guys that have the means and willing to pay these. I know you were talking about $400 a week. I think that, who was it with the club that, the Mariners came out and said that they're going to continue to pay $400 a week. You know, Oakland's not going to do it. Some teams are more well off than others. And the argument, and I heard this morning too, about what Major League Baseball, and Scott Boras talked about it, and he sent out his letter to all his athletes. And, you know, Scott Boras is pretty powerful, wouldn't you say?
He's the most powerful agent in baseball. He's the most powerful non.
Could he be the most powerful agent in all of sports?
Yeah.
I mean, think about how much money he represents.
Yeah.
Staggering. I mean, Garrett Cole's contract. Every big contract he owns. It's nuts.
His influence in Major League Baseball is massive as well, because he's the most powerful non-player executive or league official. Like somebody that is not directly tied to Major League Baseball, he is the most powerful person.
So Scott Boras came out and he sent a letter to a lot of his players, says don't fund these owners, which the fear was that Trevor Bauer was back and forth with Scott Boras saying keep out of the meddling of Major League Baseball. And and Trevor Bauer's about as, I mean, he's fun to follow, and he's also very outspoken and on the Twitter sphere, kind because he's going to call people out. He doesn't really care.
He's a little Looney Tunes too. He's got some outside.
Anybody that plays with thinking. A drone is kind of loony anyway. So I'm calling you out right now.
Wow. Blanket statement.
I know. But anyway, Scott Boras sent out his letter and said, let's not support these owners. And here's his description. Why? And let me help you with this, because I haven't thought about this in a long time, but this is quite as clear. What's happened over the last decade or so, or two decades, with owners? They've gotten huge stadiums. And how did they fund that? They got loans. Loans from who? I certainly don't have that information. Venture capital, big banks. Did the league loan them tons of money to build these new stadiums? Well, guess what these new stadiums and these new facilities all have? Mortgage payments, rent, They have a lot of money invested from outside investors. Some of these owners are going, well, we got to pay these things. We got to pay this stuff. That's not on the players.
Mm-mm.
That's on you. The league told the owners, here, take this money and invest it and then build and build. If you build it, they will come. The players don't get any of that revenue sharing. Remember, baseball is not a revenue sharing sport. It's not a 50-50 sport. It doesn't work that way. They haven't negotiated. It's a capless sport. So the owners just go, fine, we'll invest in all this. We'll take all this money, and we're going to buy all these new shiny toys, and then the players will have this stuff, and then we'll do that. Now the owners are coming back saying, well, we can't make our payments, so players, you need to take the cuts. Well, it depends on how you look at it. You go, do I need a nice house? If I'm to play in it, do the players care what kind of house they play in? Sure, probably, but they didn't make the decision to spend $450. Mm-hmm. They certainly didn't make the decision like they did in Atlanta to build a beautiful stadium in one place and then all of a sudden go, this place sucks. Let's just sell it and give it away and then go build another one for $1 billion. They didn't make those choices.
You know what's interesting about it too is that the one group that you didn't mention is there's a lot of taxpayers that have also paid for stadiums. Looking at you, Miami, you know, and put those local economies behind the eight ball. And look, if you don't pay those ones back, man, you're going to be in some serious trouble there. And that sucks for a lot of the areas in the local economies that are going to be affected. We've talked about this a lot. College football, right? What does that do for the local economy and businesses around? It's a little bit different, but there still is a massive financial impact around where these professional sports facilities are. And so there's a little bit of pressure just to get games back as well. And, you know, Major League Baseball is tinkering with the idea of starting with empty stadiums, playing at home or in a regional area, and then eventually getting fans back into stadiums. And the longer this thing goes out, the further away you are from actually getting butts back in seats.
Well, don't you think, as we're starting to evolve with this, this is becoming a super region. I know Texas came out and said that they're going to allow sports to come back at 25% capacity. That's a blanket statement. We came back from this weekend, and this week has been the most change in sports that we've seen since the start of this pandemic when everything shut down with the NBA. We've seen the most sense of urgency. I feel a sense of urgency in sports because now the money is starting to dry up. In fact, it's starting to get reported across the nation that programs and things are getting cut. Things are getting crunch time with all of this. And I never believed I'd see the day when you'd see professional athletes across the country gone, jobless, like minor league baseball players. Never thought I'd ever see that. I always thought there was enough to be able to make that happen.
Well, there is one more element of it. Yesterday, Jeff Passan, he went on the Rich Eisen show. And he dropped this little nugget. Oh, maybe he dropped this little nugget.
I do believe when the players say we want to play, I do actually believe that. I think there are some owners who don't.
Really?
I think there are some owners who worry that playing is going to cost them too much. They're going to lose too much money. And that they would rather just punt the 2020 season.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow. That's a mega bomb.
You sit there and Passan said that he was actually surprised that, and I saw him on SportsCenter with SVP last night. Passan said he was surprised at the unified stance of the players and how actually unified they are and galvanized that players union is on, we're not going to bail these owners out by taking even more of a pay cut. He thought that there was going to be an element of players going, all right, we just want to get back to play. We need any sort of cash. Let's do it. You hear that from Jeff Passan and you go, are you serious, owners, that you're worried? I mean, sports is a business, right? It's a bottom line industry, mm-hmm. but you're worried about setting your league back. I mean, think of what this strike did in 94 to baseball. It took them years to recover, decades to recover. Yeah. And I don't think they fully have recovered still from that 94 strike. You're sitting there and you're going to go, yeah, we're just going to punt on the season because we may lose money this
year. Remember, it's a report and it's alleged. But if that is, if there are one or two, there's no question there's a couple bad owners in everything they do. I mean, look at the Oakland A's. Was it them? Did they want to punt on this or choose not to play? And not surprised that one of 30 30 billionaires as being one of those, well, it's going to cost me more to operate business than it is to run it. We'll just not do it this year and sit back and let it everything kind of sizzle, and then we'll just make it up on the back end. We'll claim bankruptcy and then reclaim. I don't know.
I really wonder what the split is, if it's one or two, or if it's seven or eight, or if it's 12 or 14. Like, what are we looking at here?
You're thinking of massive losses, though. If you can't have butts in the seats, doesn't that affect the better franchises? Doesn't that affect the Yankees, who have a ridiculously high payroll and have a great attendance number, more so than it does the Oakland A's or the Miami Marlins, who don't make a ton of money off the gate because not very many people go to their games, and they rely more on the television money, which you would get if you did play a season?
We always get these valuations put out there,
right?
And you say, does it affect the Yankees? The Yankees are worth, what, $4.5 billion or something, some crazy number. Is that liquidity? Do the Yankees just have $4 billion just laying around?
No.
You're like, oh, I got this under my mattress. We got no problems. We have a slush fund. We have our emergency fund. Just like any of these sports, you're only worth what people are willing to pay. But according to this pandemic, nobody's going to pay. Because you're not going to have any seats. You're not going to have any butts in the seats. You're not going to have any television if you don't have people working. If you don't have players playing, you don't have all that. So what? I just don't know. I'm not. I'm just sitting here going here thinking about how much Major League Baseball and all these sports are dependent on fans.
Yeah.
They're just thriving on it. You know how important you are as a fan and how valuable you are, what you buy your ESPN coverage on television, how you go there and get your crickets at T-Mobile and eat your spicy crickets. Now, you're hugely valuable. And these owners are going, no, they're not. No, boy. It's a big deal.
How valuable you are.
You are extremely
as a fan
valuable.
Right now.
Yes.
Is being highlighted by the fact that owners really need you. And this is showing. I mean, it truly is showing. And how many times they've pulled the wool over your, what is it? What's the saying?
The wool over your eyes?
Yeah, that one.
Drink the Kool-Aid?
How often they do that to you. In order to make, like, they, $50 for parking.
They use you,
right?
Is what they do.
$20 for a beer or whatever. Like, it's not $20, but $12, $15 for a beer at a game. Like,
you know what I paid to
they
park?
They are so dependent on you.
Remember I told you, you know what I paid to park at the Rams game 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wasn't it? Isn't it $100 down there?
It was $175 to park my car
and
watch that right down there on USC campus.
To go into the Coliseum.
$175. Fortunately enough, I had tickets. Crazy.
Gosh.
Crazy. How do you make that? Who makes up that money if you're as a fan or not showing up? I don't know.
I was reading an article in Forbes that said, you know, teams like the Dallas Cowboys and New England Patriots are going to lose more money because they do pull more fans and charge more for their tickets than some of the other teams in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That makes me wonder which owners are saying they're actually going to lose money this year and would just rather not play.
Yeah, tremendous amounts.
You know, the ones that actually have a big gate, those could be the owners that Passan is referring to.
Yeah,
which is a fascinating take on all of this. Do you think so today is when the players give their counter proposal to Major League Baseball. Is it something that is even close to a deal that we get closer to a return of baseball?
Let's hope so.
JT Daniels has made his choice, and now USC is in a bind. And Paul Feinbaum does it again, tries to make the Pac-12 look even worse. Dusty and Cam on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.